Patient's name is Ryder Stinson. First name R-Y-D-E-R. Last name S-T-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 11-8-2013. Date of service is 3-7-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 8-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that last night he began having a rash on his chest and his upper back. He denies any itching. He was sent home from school today with a fever of 100.8. They did give ibuprofen, and he did have symptom relief. He has been exposed to multiple kids in his school that do have flu A. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSTHPI, vital signs, heart rate 95, respiratory 16, temp 98.5, O2 100, and he weighs 88 pounds. Physical exam, general, he does, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVG, normal range of motion, chest S1-S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation, bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no lesions. However, he does have a small area of rash noted on the back of his neck. Assessment and plan, number 1, exposure to influenza A, number 2, viral syndrome. Patient did have a flu swab done in the office, and it did come back negative for flu A. However, symptoms did not start until very recently. I'm going to go ahead and give the patient a prescription of Tamiflu to take twice a day for 5 days, as well as some Bromfed due to his cough and itchy throat. Mom will also receive a prescription for Ceftonir to take once a day for 7 days, and he will begin that medication if his symptoms worsen. If patient has any worsening of symptoms and needs to be reevaluated, mom will bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She's none at this time.